107.5 WLAK, Amory's Real News and Great Conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Today is Veterans Day, a time to honor all who've served. But did you know this national holiday has Wisconsin roots? Terry Barr explains.
His name is Harvey Higley. And if you haven't heard of him, there's a good reason. The Marinette County man's story had been lost until recently.
Harvey is an amazing guy and has an impact on us every year, and nobody knows about it. Harvey graduated from the University of Wisconsin in 1915, and just 2 years later, he found himself in the battlefields of France. He went over for World War I. It left such an indelible impression on him.
Todd Pritchard is with the Wisconsin Alumni Association and tells me as he was digging into Higley's background, he found some amazing history. He led the State American Legion, and later Higley served as head of Veterans Affairs under President Dwight Eisenhower.
He thought, how can we really dedicate a day to veterans? Created a bill to change Armistice Day to Veterans Day. And that's what we celebrate now every year.
Harvey Higley is worth remembering. It's the Wisconsin man's work ensuring our nation never forgets to honor our veterans.
Average gas prices rose 8.1 cents over the last week. Melissa Kay has more.
The average across Wisconsin is $2.83. This is 11.3 cents higher than a month ago and almost 2 cents higher than this time last year. The national average also climbed a bit last week with an increase of 4.8 cents to land at $3.03 per gallon. Officials at GasBuddy say these increases are due to refinery issues in the Great Lakes and West Coast regions. They say gasoline inventory data from the government shows another large drop in supplies, adding to the temporary price increases.
I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
The Packers lose to the Eagles.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field, where the Packers folded 10-7 to the Philadelphia Eagles. For a second week in a row, Green Bay's offense failed to generate enough points. Quarterback Jordan Love.
Got to get back to the drawing board. Same thing as last week, you know. Get back to the film session, try and find ways to figure out what we're not doing as well right now, what's kind of keeping us in a funk and not letting us kind of get into a rhythm.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if he's concerned about his future.
You don't have a long-term extension. With the way things have gone this season, do you think you're coaching for your job?
I'm not. I'll leave that for everybody else to decide. I'll just focus on the day-to-day. And I feel like you're always coaching for everything in this league.
Packers center Elgton Jenkins left the game in the second quarter after fracturing a bone in his lower leg. NBA, the Bucks beat the Mavericks 116-114 in Dallas. They play the Hornets in Charlotte tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the low 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Amory News Roundup from WLAK. Find more news anytime at WLAKradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.